WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A house explosion yesterday morning in Dobbin between Plantersville and Montgomery has left an infant and two adult women with life-threatening injuries. The 8-month-old boy was airlifted to UTMB in Galveston with severe burns and other injuries. The child's 58-year-old grandmother and 65-year-old aunt were airlifted to Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston, also with burns and injuries. The Montgomery County Fire Marshal's Office says the cause of the blast remains undetermined, but investigators suspect a buildup of flammable gases in or around the home led to the explosion. The explosion leveled the house to its slab, windows were broken in nearby homes and businesses, and the blast was felt up to 20 miles away. According to the Dobbin Facebook page, a relief fund has been established at Wood Forest Bank in Montgomery. A photo from the Fire Marshal's Facebook page is on our website at WTAW.com. The homeless man arrested for the robbery of Bryan's First Victoria Bank the week before last has been charged with a holdup from 4 years ago. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 61-year-old James Kyle Graham remains in jail on bonds totaling $400,000.
We received information that he fit the description of the suspect in a Guarantee Bank robbery back in 2009.
Investigators received information from a First Victoria employee who said Graham held her up at gunpoint at the former Guarantee Bank on South Texas, and detectives linked Graham to the getaway car used in the first holdup. The Bryan City Council has given first-round approval to a multi-million-dollar housing project.
If final approval is given later this month, construction will take place over the next 10 years on more than 600 homes on Bryan's west side. Home builder and broker Randy French says the price range is what most first- and second-time buyers are looking.
With the Health Science Center and the growth of the bio-corridor, not everyone over there is a Ph.D. in chemical engineering. There's teachers, there's policemen, there's fire. There's your children, there's your grandchildren, there's my grandchildren. And we've always been very successful in West Bryan. Love it. A lot of good things going that direction, and I think this is a hallmark for it. I think it's in a perfect location.
The council voted 4-1. Art Hughes opposed to the possibility of building duplexes. The attorney representing the developer, Chris Peterson, says there's the possibility the lots reserved for duplexes could wind up being home sites.
There may be a need for more of the $225,000, $250,000 houses, in which case these are larger lots, and so they could really accommodate that size house.
None of the council members were opposed to any of the housing units being 5 feet from their property lines. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Some College Station residents have or will be getting letters from the Water Department. Water Resources Coordinator Jennifer Nation says they're checking neighborhoods with higher consumption.
Doesn't mean they're wasting water, but just if, you know, most of the households in a neighborhood are using a lot of water, then we'll send letters to that whole neighborhood, and they're individualized. It's their water use compared with an estimated water use budget, and then also their water use compared with the neighborhood average.
Nation says those who are contacted are offered a free landscape irrigation checkup, which is available to all College Station Water customers. Meeting in Houston, the Southern Baptist Convention has reelected its first black president. Reverend Fred Luter Jr., who was first elected last year, ran unopposed. Getting more attention, our pastors at the convention announcing that their churches will no longer sponsor Boy Scout troops.
Boy Scout decision is one of those things that almost everybody on every side of this issue is unsatisfied with. It wasn't a solution that really made anyone happy.
Russell Moore, the president of the Ethics and Liberty Commission, says the preeminent issue at the convention is how they can send more missionaries throughout the world. Only 2 weeks are remaining in the special legislative session, but that hasn't stopped Governor Perry from adding another high-priority item to his wish list. Perry is pushing for measures that would tighten abortion regulation and a mandatory life sentence for murders committed by 17-year-olds. This comes a day after Perry added transportation to the special session agenda. And former President George Bush will celebrate his 89th birthday today in Maine. Visitors to his museum in College Station are being asked to wear colorful socks, something Bush has been doing in public in recent years. Also, officials with the Library Foundation are collecting pictures of those wearing outlandish socks. Some will be posted online, and some will be sent to the president. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 78 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 8:11. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Some low cloudiness showing up on this morning's satellite photos. That'll be giving way to partly to mostly sunny skies. It'll be warm today, 90 to 95. Clear through the evening, some patchy fog and low cloudiness developing overnight, 75. It'll become partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 95 degrees. Clear tomorrow evening, then patchy low cloudiness and fog will redevelop late tomorrow night, 75. Partly to mostly sunny Friday, highs will be near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
8:11, let's go to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwerner joins us. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. We're back at it.
Yes, we are. It's what a difference a week makes. Not that y'all had your feet up necessarily, but you thought redistricting would be the only focus, and since then, two more things have added into special session.
I got committee hearings today and tomorrow, and we got a floor session this afternoon. So
remind our listeners, if you will, what your view is on, first of all, transportation, because the governor has now put that into special
session. Right. Well, Scott, people need to realize, and I do think realize, that Texas is a very fast-growing state and has critical infrastructure needs, water, which we addressed during the session, and transportation being the two foremost in my mind. And some of the proposals, there's never really been a great way to move forward on transportation because no one likes a new fee or a new tax. And I personally don't like more bond debt or passing it on to future generations or new toll roads. So we need to find a reliable source of funding for transportation. And I think the most appropriate way is a kind of a pay-as-you-go method that doesn't include any of the fees or taxes or more bond debt.
So am I hearing you say that you're in favor of the idea that Senator Williams and Nichols has, and that is that you actually direct money that might have gone into the rainy day fund into transportation?
Well, I think it's something that we should discuss, and they'll be doing so in the Finance Committee today. It's a reallocation of an existing tax, an oil and gas severance tax, prior to when that tax gets to the rainy day fund. Now, I certainly believe that we should keep an adequate balance in our rainy day fund to make sure that we have the highest credit, and we do, and to prepare for any future emergencies, natural disasters, or emergencies that are put forth by our federal government or the stock market. But, you know, there's a certain amount of money that above that amount that should be utilized for critical infrastructure needs, because longer term we're going to be paying for it one way or the other. And I don't want to raise fees. I don't want to raise taxes. I certainly don't want to pass it on to our future generations in more bond debt.
Certainly. The other thing that the governor decided that he wanted to add to this special session had to do with abortion issues. This is something certainly that the lieutenant governor had spoken to and really before the session was over hoped that the governor would plug that in. Explain to our listeners how you feel about the idea of abortion legislation and what you think are the brackets that should be in place there.
Right. Well, I'd call it pro-life legislation. And, you know, this is an important issue to many constituents, to many Texans, to many individuals in the district. And to me personally, I'm obviously a pro-life individual and believe that Governor Perry was right to put this on the call.
Now, one of the other things that it was interesting. I saw over the weekend the Wall Street Journal decided they wanted to express an opinion on the governor signing the Texas state budget. I thought that was unusual. They seem to think that Texas is heading the way of California.
No, we are not heading the way of California. We passed a budget that was balanced, that did not raise taxes, that prioritized and funded critical needs of the state of Texas, that did not draw down from the rainy day fund to the point where it was inappropriate in my mind. And so I think our budget was sound and a step forward for the state of Texas.
And, of course, politics has to enter into this. I saw the Austin American-Statesman reported Monday night that the governor is threatening to veto $7.5 million in the state budget for the public integrity unit. Now, that's overseen by the Travis County DA, Rosemary Lindbergh, and people may know that she was arrested on April the 13th for DWI.
Right, and there's new allegations in reference to some of her that night's activities, too, I believe, coming out in the paper today.
So now, with that in mind, the unit investigates all sorts of things, and one of the things that they're looking at, though, is a complaint that's filed against Progress Texas PAC, and they were funding the Cancer Research Center to some extent. Is this a way to shut down that investigation having to do with the problems that CPRIT had?
No, I think this is has to do with the leadership of the Public Integrity Unit. You know, I support Governor Perry's stance on that. What she showed by her actions that night are reprehensible, and I believe that there should be some aspect that she should pay for. And you know, CPRIT has its own issues, and we addressed that during this last session. And I think this is a secondary issue, trying to take the eye off the ball of trying to get Ms. Lindbergh from leading the Public Integrity Unit.
Charles Huertner joining us this morning from Austin. So people know you were a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 149, which I believe is on the governor's desk. Is that right?
That's right. That's the CPRIT reform bill. And for those listeners that aren't familiar with it, that's the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas. And that institute came under significant consternation and concern about the way it was going about its business. And the bill spoke to enhancing the checks and balances and accountability and transparency so that CPRIT can continue to move forward with the trust of Texans.
The Texas prison system has announced that they're going to close two for-profit prisons.
Right, that's right.
Obviously, that's under your...
Mineral Wells and Dawson.
Sure, that's under your purview of being on criminal justice. So give me your thoughts about that. Is that the beginning of a trend here in Texas? But also the thing that I found interesting in the article was they were saying that the prison population is actually going down in Texas.
That's right.
So tell me, how are we, with more people moving to Texas all the time, I would think that statistically that means more people that might do criminally wrong things, how is it that we have a population in the prisons that's going down while our population is growing 1,000 people a day?
Well, I think there's been some discussion and move forward in alternatives to incarceration, especially for nonviolent offenders, and restoration of the offender to get them out of jail and to allow them to be on parole and be productive citizens. And so that's, I think, the reason our prison population has gone down. We have somewhere about 149,000 individuals incarcerated, but we have 162,000 beds. And, you know, I don't think that's appropriate. I think we should be have a few less beds, and that would require closing some prisons.
Now, the state will maintain, in other words, they will hold the facilities. They just won't be operated as prisons this time.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Of course, we could probably sell them, too. But
sure. But it would be more cost-effective to hold on, right, as opposed to build new ones?
You know, I don't have an answer for that.
And are we seeing a trend, then? I don't know how many for-profit facilities we have in the state of Texas, but are we seeing a trend that
I think we are seeing a trend in overall in criminal justice to finding alternatives to incarceration for, again, nonviolent offenders. If they are violent offenders, repeat offenders, I'm all for putting them in jail and throwing away the key. But I think there is a role for the state to restore that offender so they can, again, become productive members of society and citizens and taxpayers.
Sure. And finally, a personal overview of what you said you had committee today. What have you got that's on your agenda between now and when
we have a criminal justice meeting this afternoon. We have a session meeting this afternoon. And then tomorrow we have the Health and Human Services Committee that will be hearing a number of those pro-life measures and bills.
And any anticipated action that you can tell us about this morning?
I think we'll be voting out some of the bills that are being put forth in criminal justice. I'm not for sure exactly what's going to be coming on the floor. I think it's going to be a relatively short session today.
I got you. All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you next week then.
Thank you, Scott.
All right,
great
thank
day.
You, Senator. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's State Senator Charles Schwartner. He joins us on Wednesdays when the special session is going on. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. And the mayor joins us this morning to play Jethro Trivia.
Right.
Unfortunately, we have no time for other questions, but we'll...
no. Oh, wow.
Well, actually, we ended up... It's been kind of busy over in Austin. They've when the governor keeps adding things to the special session, you know, they got to do that. And, of course, for the senator, it's not a far drive for him. But anyway, just to let you know, your life is complete.
Oh, thank you.
Next time you're up to see the grandkids and you decide you're up near New York City, Jackie Chan is headed for Broadway.
I know. Oh. I love Jackie Chan.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was your favorite Jackie Chan movie? I know they all fall together in a heap to you, don't they? Yeah, they're all equal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know who Jackie Chan is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He's the...
Like a kung fu dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Martial arts.
Yeah.
Well,
he's also funny. He was classically trained.
Was he with Owen Wilson in...
Listen to you!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to you!
What? See, the mayor is cool, Scott.
That is so cool. I have no idea what she's talking about, but that's...
You said, what's my favorite Jackie Chan movie? The one with Owen Wilson.
Isn't that Shanghai Noon?
Yes.
That's also my favorite Jackie Chan movie.
Wow. I'm so lost.
I was going to say, we got to be saved here. We got to be saved. All right, here we go. It's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little, pop culture current events thing. And obviously, the mayor is plugged in. But here we go. Today, it's smarter than the average bear. That's our topic. We're always finding out that animals are smarter than we thought, but sometimes that news is a little more alarming than at other times. This particular species of animal has developed an evolutionary trick that helps them survive in nature. Is it A, prairie dogs describing the physical features of individual predators? B, pigeons pooping at people to mark their territory? C, sheep that can pick stocks? Or D, hamsters running on treadmills actually training for something? Once again, is it A, prairie dogs describing the physical features of individual predators? B, pigeons pooping at people to mark their territory? C, sheep that can pick stocks? Or D, hamsters running on treadmills actually training for something? Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to go with sheep.
Sheep picking stocks.
Yes.
Could you repeat the question instead of just the answers?
Well, certainly. Always finding that animals are smarter than we thought. Sometimes that news is a little more alarming than at other times. A species of animal has developed an evolutionary trick that helps them survive in nature.
Okay.
With that in mind, is it the prairie dogs, the pigeons, the sheep, or the hamsters? Cat?
I'll go with prairie dogs.
She's going with prairie dogs.
Just because I like them.
Your mayoress?
When you say sheep picking stocks, are you talking about, like, stocks on the New York Stock Exchange?
Yeah, I think that's what they mean. I think. I don't have any more information beyond that, but I'm going to assume that that's it.
Yeah, I'll go with that, although I'm not sure I think that the sheep are going to be able to read the Wall Street Journal, but hey.
Well, they're always talking about the bull whenever they talk about it.
Well, the winner today is Cat. The winner today is Cat. Khan Slavonacic. That's his real name, Khan Slavonacic. He's a doctor. Spent 25 years studying the sophisticated vocalizations of prairie dogs and found their chirping alerts contain word-like packages of information to the rest of the colony. Unique sounds were found to both identify the species threats, such as hawks and coyotes, but also to the point where details of their appearance, somewhat like humans talking. So, there you go.
He's a big, ugly wolf. Y'all stay away.
Yeah, something like that. That's it. Okay, so
now. Doctor spent 20 years researching?
25 years.
25 years
doing that. That means that there was some grant. I mean, somebody was paying that. So, you know, that's okay thing, I guess. All right, so the mayor joins us this morning to tell us about things that are going on in the city of College Station. Actually, we're going to ask her first, though. Workshop coming up. You're going to discuss things that are going on as far as Kyle Field is concerned.
Yes.
So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to have an overview of the project from A&M officials. Many of us have, you know, seen the pictures of the renovated Kyle Field. This presentation will ensure that our council and residents know exactly what's going on. We don't plan to get into specifics of upcoming agreements and stuff, but there may be some questions about them.
Sure.
Do we know when that is going to happen? When does some specificity, do you think, start taking place? So that, because obviously people would like to know, as I'm sure council would too, but we'd kind of like to know how this thing is going to take shape and certainly what the agreement might be. Do you have a timeline for that?
No, I think it'll kick in once the agreement is started and probably at least a year.
Okay, all right. Now, also, we talked, I think you got a presentation on new parks fees. They're going to be changing. As one member of council, how do you feel they line up? Any of them too high, too low? What are your thoughts there?
I think they look pretty good. It's a user fee determining, resident and non-resident status, and non-residents are going to pay more. I think, they're still staying in line. Parks and Rec Advisory Committee agreed on these things. All fees would stay steady except for cemetery fees, which would go up slightly.
Now, I'll turn that on. Now, R.B. Alley's announced his retirement. Your thoughts there, and then also because you don't have a city manager, tell me how that process might be different.
Well, Chief Alley's going to retire on June 28th, and he's going to be tough to replace. He spent 40 years of his life as a firefighter, including the eight last years here, and he was named Fire Chief of the Year for the state. So Interim City Manager Kathy Merrill is working on a transition plan to address the fire department's interim needs as well as the long-term needs. Beyond that, it's just too early to speculate.
Sure. You're also taking some action on easement around the plaza, so I guess that tells me, and they have started drilling holes and getting ready to go over there. They've gotten busy, but does that signal that that entire area is about ready to get developed now?
Well, the first phases of that development are still scheduled to open in 2014. We're simply addressing old easements as new plans and infrastructure evolves, and that's part of our regular agenda on Thursday.
Sure. One of the other things that you do as mayor is that you take part in different ceremonies that take place, and I think you had the opportunity to dedicate a bench not too long ago.
I did, and it was really nice. We dedicated a bench in the Butterfly Pavilion area of Lick Creek Park for Christopher Northcliffe, gentleman who died in the shooting. And he was a master gardener, and the master gardener group turned out along with family and friends. There must have been about 75 people there.
Oh, boy.
It's really nice.
Yeah, that's it. Anything on your radar screen for us this morning?
Well, we're still seeking memorabilia and other pieces of our history as we observe College Station's 75th anniversary.
Yeah.
And we're working on an exhibit at George Bush Library. So if you have any old pictures or memorabilia, please let us know. We have the historic online preservation tool that we can scan and get the material right back to you.
Yeah.
And if anybody is wanting to volunteer for that, you can join them on Facebook, facebook.com/CSTX75.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. That ought to be a good time. And once again, now you can go to City Hall today and tell them stories about prairie dogs, right?
I can.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's all brought to you this morning, our community segment, by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tracy Payne joins us this morning. Been a while since you've been with us. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about what's going on at the library.
We have so much going on. It's a really busy month always. Wednesday, for example, we have Bush birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Bush actually celebrated a birthday on Saturday. She's now 88. And Wednesday will be President Bush's birthday. He'll be 89.
And we have a spectacular cake, do we not?
We're going to have a spectacular cake. Okay. I'm pretty fired up about it.
Okay.
So you'll have to come and see that. It will be free.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the spectacular cake and then very tasty ones to dine on this, either side of that.
Okay.
Free Bluebell, free Starbucks. I'm going to pop some popcorn. It's just going to be a good time. It's all free from 11 to 3 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday night is our classic film series. We're going to be showing Alfred Hitchcock's Dial M for Murder.
You know,
Grace Kelly.
That's a fun movie. It really is a great movie. It's back in the black and white. It's back in the days when lighting really made a difference, and they didn't use special effects, and it was
the iconic scissor.
Yeah,
image.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That starts at 7 o'clock. Again, free popcorn, free Pepsi, free movie, free parking.
It's not leftover popcorn from the day before.
No,
right?
It'll be fresh.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That'll be gone. I promise
popcorn.
You.
Okay.
Staff will eat that before.
Okay.
Before
if nothing else,
absolutely.
Right. Okay.
And then on June 25th, we're going to be having Jessica Wapner, who's written a book called The Philadelphia Chromosome, which is gene-targeted cancer. So just about how different genes cause cancer and the specific chromosome that they've discovered. There'll be a book sale and signing associated with that. But other than that, the event is free, reception following. Ongoing, we have a lot of education programs. Our summer program is going on right now. That's all through this month and next month. There is a charge associated with that and a lot of information online for that. And on Thursday, they're doing their Juneteenth celebration, which is always really neat to see all the kids marching. And both of those information about both of those can be found on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And July 4th. This is
kind of the
date. It's coming. It's going to be here before we know it.
The fireworks will be involved, right?
Fireworks and lots of good times, live entertainment. So be on the lookout for that. Go to our website for more information. There's a lot of information about that one. Can't possibly tell you everything you need to know. And that also marks the end of the genome exhibit.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't seen that, July 4th is pretty much your last day to do that.
So, as you say, lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff.
If they want some more information, what's the website?
bushlibrary.tamu.edu. We also have a new mobile app.
Oh, you do?
Isn't that exciting?
Oh, okay. For all systems?
bushlibrary.mobi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you very much.
Visit the folks in the Bush Library and Museum on about every other week here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Facing shareholders, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on the hot seat during the social network's first ever shareholders meeting. Zuckerberg said he believes Facebook is on the right track for long-term success, but many shareholders expressed anger or disappointment over the company's performance in the stock market in the year since it went public. Cooper Tire and Rubber is being taken over by new owners. The American tire maker will be acquired by a subsidiary of the Indian company Apollo Tires for about $2.5 billion. The cable giant Comcast will roll out a new TV platform that addresses the problems of viewers filling up their DVRs. Comcast X2 will save recorded shows online. Subscribers will access their shows using a new set-top box. The service will be available this year. Stock market futures are pointing higher. Analysts say investors will likely continue to monitor global markets today in the absence of major economic indicators here at home. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're driving right now, chances are the road was built with the help of municipal bonds. Bonds that finance bridges, schools, and roads. Good, sound municipal bonds. Made even better with municipal bond insurance. That's where Build America Mutual comes in. BAM, America's first mutual municipal bond insurer. We're rated AA stable and help save towns and cities money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The man recently arrested and charged with robbing Bryan's First Victoria Bank on East 29th is believed by police to be the same man who robbed the former Guaranty Bank on South Texas 4 years ago. Officer Kelly McKeithen says investigators at the latest holdup learned more about what happened in 2009.
Looked at the video and all the other evidence that they had, and they did some more investigation on it and were able to obtain a warrant and serve that on Mr. Graham.
A First Victoria employee says 61-year-old James Kyle Graham held her up at gunpoint at Guaranty Bank, and detectives were told Graham had possession of the getaway car in the first robbery. Graham remains jailed on bonds totaling $400,000. An infant and two women are hospitalized in critical condition after their home exploded yesterday morning. This was in Dobbin, along Highway 105 between Plantersville and Montgomery. Investigators suspect a buildup of flammable gases in or around the home led to the blast, which was felt up to 20 miles away. The Montgomery County Fire Marshal's office says the cause remains undetermined. An 8-month-old boy was airlifted to UTMB Galveston with severe burns and other injuries. The child's 58-year-old grandmother and 65-year-old aunt were airlifted to Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston, also with burns and injuries. According to the Dobbin Facebook page, a relief fund has been established at Wood Forest Bank in Montgomery. Family members say the explosion leveled the house to its slab, sending debris as far away as half a mile. Windows were broken in nearby homes and businesses. A photo from the fire marshal's office showing what's left is on our website at WTAW.com. Letters are going out to College Station residents whose water consumption is above average. Water Resources Coordinator Jennifer Nation says the information is used by neighbors for comparative purposes.
People will say, well, I'm using this much water, but what's the guy down the street using? Or, you know, what's the rest of my neighborhood? Am I higher or lower? So we give that to them. And then offer them the chance to call us for a free landscape irrigation checkup, which anybody can do. But, you know, for people who are, you know, have sprinkler systems and they're running them a lot, we want to give them some good information and help them use water efficiently.
Nation says water demand in College Station last month was the lowest in several years due to cooler temperatures and more rainfall. Developers are one vote away from moving ahead with plans to build more than 600 homes in West Bryan over the next 10 years.
Before the city council gave preliminary approval, residents of the neighboring Oak Meadows and Autumn Lake developments raised concerns of increased traffic. Mayor Jason Bielinski called on financial assistance from Brazos County to improve county roads.
You've got everyone going out one entrance. I'm going to be going out the other entrance. I'm going to go down Chick Lane to Leonard Road, take a right, then on to 2018, and then to campus or downtown, wherever I work. But it needs to be upgraded. And, again, the dollars will be there in their coffers to make these improvements because of all of the development that's happening on the west side.
No one on the council, including Ann Horton, was opposed to housing units being 5 feet from their property lines as opposed to 7.5 feet as recommended by staff and the fire department.
I've been in these other subdivisions where we have 5-foot setbacks and didn't really realize it when I was in there. And I'm glad to know that. My concern was that we were setting a precedent, but the precedent's already been set.
Final council action will take place in 2 weeks. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Veterans Administration is in more hot water. This time it's a problem that originated at its computer center in Austin. Human error is being cited as the cause of the accidental deletion of 464,000 electronic data files related to home loans. The VA says no personal information was jeopardized when the files were deleted last month. The issue was related to a home loan program's online application. The VA says some files were recoverable and the online application program was restored within a few days. Records included loans, grants, and applications. 5,000 faithful are in Houston this week for the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Russell Moore, president of the Ethics and Liberty Commission, says they're discussing the Boy Scouts' recent decision to allow homosexual scouts.
There are several Southern Baptist churches that have already announced that they're not going to be able to continue sponsoring Boy Scout troops because of the recent decision. And I think there are more to come.
Meanwhile, the convention has reelected its first African-American president, Dr. Fred Luter. Moore says that's historic when you consider the denomination was formed by churches in slaveholding southern states. And if you went to the Mumford & Sons concert in Austin Sunday night, consider yourself fortunate. The day after performing in Austin, bassist Ted Duane landed in an emergency room. A post on the band's Facebook page says Ted had been feeling unwell for a few days. A blood clot was discovered on the surface of his brain that requires an operation. That has resulted in postponing sold-out shows the rest of this week in Dallas, the Woodlands, and New Orleans. The band says the date will be rescheduled. There are no plans to cancel or postpone any other appearances, and they're all wishing Ted a speedy recovery. WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, they offer spacious month-to-month rental apartments on their campus with amenities and activities suited for Bryan's active seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, call the Watercrest at Bryan right now at 979-703-7088. That's 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
A few years back after a hailstorm, I didn't realize immediately that large hail can put holes in your shingles, and that causes rain to seep through the wood and into the attic, eventually into your house. Well, Schulte Roofing explained it all to me and made what was an unwanted situation into a purely professional experience. I had a new roof quickly, painlessly, and Schulte took away the guesswork. So when you need a new roof, call 1-800-4-ROOF or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
Washington County Tractor New Holland has 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. IWC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning. It's 8:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is sponsored this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some low cloudiness showing up on this morning's satellite photos. That'll be giving way to partly to mostly sunny skies. It'll be warm today, 90 to 95. Clear through the evening, some patchy fog and low cloudiness developing overnight, 75. It'll become partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 95 degrees. Clear tomorrow evening, then patchy low cloudiness and fog will redevelop late tomorrow night, 75. Partly to mostly sunny Friday, highs will be near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
What are you up to in there, Scott?
Those are prairie dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, my name is Khan Slobodchikov.
There he is, Khan Slobodchikov. That's the guy we were talking about.
Sounded like toy dolphins.
They do, don't they?
Very interesting.
So, you want to try. What'd you do today? I was trying to learn how to talk prairie dog. Yeah, so anyway.
It sounds like the wind-up monkeys that bang cymbals
together. Yeah, bang the cymbals together. Yes. Today's nominee for Neighbor of the Week would be Missouri resident Lynn Marie Herzog, who decided to spend her morning this past Sunday threatening children with a chainsaw while wearing a ski mask.
Oh.
Well, of course.
Well, what else would it wasn't you do? Even Halloween?
I wonder if that was, you know, before or after church.
Yeah. Before the 50-year-old Herzog started screaming and cursing at the children, including young children, she'd been removing a tree that had fallen from a recent storm, claims the children were throwing rocks at her house, but neighbors say that's not true. One neighbor had previously filed a protection order against her for threatening her 28-year-old disabled son. She's
this lady's a class act.
She's felony harassment of a child under 17.
She's probably on drugs.
Well, or she could be just not a nice neighbor. Okay, so I think,
Second time this week.
Second time this week we have to talk to Louie today. This will be terrible.
This is unprecedented.
I know it is.
I thought he was really fun.
We haven't talked to him in like 4 years. Well, I know, but you don't know him. So
okay. Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. Yeah. This is Katha.
Hi, is Louie there, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Scott.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on just one moment.
Thank you. Wow, she screens his calls.
That's a good skill.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a sequel. In case you missed it, Warner Brothers has already ordered up a sequel for Man of Steel. Hadn't even opened yet. Hasn't even opened yet. And they're already going to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm guessing it, you know, might be a good movie. It might not. I'm not sure.
I'm hoping.
Sorry, what was your last name?
He's screening.
It's okay, Katha. It's the morning show.
Yeah, it's okay. He can pick up. It's really all right.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I'm never going to let him live this one down. Scott who? Yeah, right. Oh, two, three, four. I'm doing a show here. Come on. I'm not. You're sitting around talking about national. Hey, Lou.
Hello.
I have some interesting news for you today in, involving Game of Thrones, Thorns.
Do I need to be sitting down?
Well, you might need to be. Yes,
oh, good,
as a matter of fact.
So
okay.
I'm ready.
Game of Thrones may have captured the world, but one of its most popular characters, that would be Peter Dinklage, is that right?
Yes.
Not so much. He plays Tyrion Lannister, is that right? Tyrion Lannister?
Go with that.
Okay. Anyway, they asked him what his favorite episode was. He said he doesn't watch the show. He doesn't have HBO.
He doesn't have HBO?
Yep, there you go.
Well, he's not American. I mean, do they have, like, HBO, like, in, you know, foreign countries? I don't know the HBO distribution.
It's interesting. You know, HBO is delivered by a thing called satellites. They're up in the air, you know, can pick them up anywhere in the world. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Technology today is incredible.
Anyway, so I just thought I'd let you know, since you've basically given your soul over to the show, Peter Dinklage doesn't even watch it, okay?
I worship the show, I'm not going to lie. And you, on the other hand, refuse to like it because it's popular and awesome.
Oh.
Hey, you have your stance, I have mine.
That's right. Okay, just want to let you know that Dinklage doesn't watch it, okay?
Thank you.
I watched it three times. A woman who lives in a rural area outside Portland, Maine, suspected somebody was stealing her mechanical log splitter, wanted to steal her mechanical log splitter. So she just put her prized bull out in the pasture overnight.
That'll fix him. Yeah,
she did hear the guy scream. He was just there to do that.
That's hilarious.
Well, here, Kevin, this ought to make you feel good. Researchers discovered that a full beard is as good or better than sunscreen.
Hey.
Three mannequin heads were used with various amounts of facial hair. Well, mannequin heads don't get sunburned.
Yeah.
But anyway, after an hour in the sun, they were given a UPF, or ultraviolet protection factor rating, anywhere between 2 and 21. Half-inch beards earned a 2. A full 3.5-inch beard earned a UPF of 21. So think about that.
At 3.5 inches, though, you're leaning on Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, that's true. That's
well, what I want to know is, can women everywhere stop shaving our legs now?
Well, I was about to say legs and backs now for guys. Yeah. Hello?
Not only can mannequin heads not get sunburned, they can't grow beards last time I checked.
Good point. Thank you, sir. You're exactly right. I didn't pick up on that, but yes, that is very true. As if blood-sucking ticks weren't creepy enough, now it turns out they can seriously put you off red meat.
Not going to happen.
The bizarre connection between the bite of a Lone Star tick. I don't know Lone Star ticks.
They drink beer when they're not drinking blood.
Thank you so much. And red meat allergies, first identified in 2007 in Virginia, has been spreading in recent years as far as Massachusetts and New York. Oh, well, never mind. Yankees, and they don't eat enough beef to matter anyway, do they? Aren't they all vegetarians up there? The side effect discovered by accident while an allergy specialist was researching cancer patients who are allergic to a particular drug. That drug contains a sugar also found in mammal meat, and the only cancer patients from the tick belt states were allergic to it. So you get bitten by this tick, again, the Lone Star tick, which seems like it ought to be from Texas, but apparently it's not, lives up in the Northeast, and it makes you allergic to red meat. Now, see, that's
a tragedy.
But that's the kind of thing that we do need to have research on. I mean,
without question.
They ought to do that. I'm thinking PETA ought to come up with money for that, right? Wouldn't that be what they would want to do? You know, people eating tasty animals? I would think they would want to have, you know, that kind of research out there. But we'll see.
It's Ashley Furniture Home Store's Best Seat in the House event, going on now. All motion furniture like reclining sofas or love seats are on sale. Plus, get two recliners for one low price, starting at just $399. Enjoy savings on select items throughout the store. All motion furniture on sale. And get two recliners for one low price, starting at only $399. Don't miss the Best Seat in the House event for Father's Day, only at Ashley Furniture Home Store, College Station, Waco, and Lufkin. Beautiful furniture made for real life.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 73113, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
With the hot summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and workforce classes in the fall. Blinn College was just named one of the top community colleges in Texas by schools.com. In fact, Blinn transfers more students to four-year universities than anywhere else in the state. Fall classes begin August 26th, so register now to get the classes you want locked in today. And check out our 8-week and technical workforce education classes, too. Find out more at blinn.edu/future. Blinn College. Proven.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 9 minutes till. I don't think I'm going to get to eat at Amico Nabe until Saturday. I'd like to eat that about any time I could, but that's okay. Going for a special occasion for dinner. But let's talk lunch at Amico Nabe, because they now take reservations for lunch, which is good because I know folks have gone there. It's been full up, or the time that they need to go it hadn't worked out. So make your reservations. All you need to do is call ahead, get the reservations taken care of, and go in there and enjoy. I don't know, last time I was in there, I got the pesto chicken, like that. That shrimp Diablo is pretty popular.
Yes, it is.
Shrimp Diablo. Both of those available at lunch. And what they've done is they've taken, I don't know, seven or eight of their different menu items that they have, and they have portions for you for lunchtime. And, again, it's a big-time lunch. It'll fill you up. If you get to choose, if it's your turn to choose where to have lunch, Amico Nabe. And don't forget, they have that room in the back. About 45 people can fit in there if you want to do that for an employee deal, or you want to do a presentation to some clients. You can do that because it's full AV compatible, has a separate entrance, and that's right there off the dining room. That's at Amico Nabe. It's right across the street from Shipwreck Grill. I may go before then.
May have to fudge one before.
Yeah, why not? I don't think there'd be any problem there. Okay, so we've got the at-home pregnancy tests, got the at-home drug tests. Ancestry.com even offers an at-home DNA test.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Yeah, that's interesting. And now federal officials have cleared the way for an at-home allergy test. According to USA Someday, My Allergy Test offers results for 10 common allergens, including Bermuda grass, cat, cedar, egg white, house dust mites, milk, mold, ragweed, Timothy grass, and wheat. $49.99. Consumers will get an at-home test collection kit, lab work, confidential results. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want anybody to know that I'm allergic to milk.
There you go. Anyway, and a personalized allergy management plan. Results are available within a few days on a secure website. Cost is attractive for those who don't have health insurance, what's also covered under flexible spending accounts and health savings.
Yeah, but if you do that, you go back and you're like, I think I'm allergic to.
Yeah, right.
Or you don't have the health care, so I'm allergic to it, but I can't get anything for it.
That's it. Now, this is a pretty remarkable story here. This is pretty cool. Jared Fogle, you know who he is? Okay?
From Subway.
That's right. Worth $15 million. All of this because he started eating Subway sandwiches. At his first one was 15 years ago, made his claim to fame, obviously spending an entire year eating Subway sandwiches and eventually dropped over 200 pounds, got him the gig as the spokesperson in what has become, without a doubt, the company's longest running campaign. He was over 425 pounds in college. Today, at 35 years of age, he's still 200 pounds and still works for Subway. It's the only job he's ever known. He flashes his Subway Black Card for free food. He more than deserves it because after his first commercial back in the day, sales at Subway shot up 20%.
Wow.
And with some 300 commercials filmed since then, he gets credit for anywhere from one-third to one-half of the chain's growth in the last 15 years.
Well, in that case, you're kind of going, he's only worth 15 mil?
Yeah, well, again, and I'm not sure where how he invested, but anyway, seems to have invested some of it pretty well. Actually, maybe the coolest part is when they ask him about it. He says, I owe Subway a lot.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty cool kind of to give it back at him. But, yeah, so there you go. Jared, $15 million.
This is the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. In Psalm 14, verse 1, God says without wavering, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 53, verse 1, repeats the same thing. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The fact is, most people are reasonable enough to understand that creation cries out for a creator and that those who deny God are without excuse. Romans 1:20 and Psalm 19:1. But what about the practical atheists? What is a practical atheist, you might wonder? Well, a practical atheist is one who, while proclaiming to believe in God, in practice or lifestyle, acts if they do not believe in God based on their wicked actions. Don't be any type of atheist. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Visit us online at bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Crizzy Village is a retirement community located among the Bluebonnets in Brenham. Active seniors can choose from living in a cottage or in the senior apartments. LaRoche Manor offers assisted living with a memory care center and full private rooms. For seniors needing long-term care, Crizzy Village offers a skilled nursing center with full service in and outpatient rehabilitation. Before you decide on where to spend your golden years, visit us in Brenham. Lunch tours, including Bluebell ice cream, can be made by calling 979-830-1996. See how wonderful life can be at Crizzy Village.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texas. Spirit of Texas Bank.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, headed off for a little relaxation here. Summertime, you got the little ones with you. It's summer, you know, you're out there eating out. Here are the four worst kids meals for you.
Oh, no.
Four worst kid meals. Number four, Applebee's, two mini cheeseburgers with fries and chocolate milk.
Oh, that sounds fun.
This is an entire day's worth of calories for Junior at 1,360.
But I could eat that just fine, right?
Okay, whatever. Number three is your Dairy Queen chicken strips with ranch.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And fries and your Arctic Rush and Dilly Bar, 1,030 calories.
Oh, don't go hating on the Dilly Bar.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Shelly's ringing in with the pepperoni pizza with cinnamon apples. The pizza has 750 calories. And then you could go for the 230-calorie corn dog if you wanted to. But number one would be Denny's Inside Out cheese, grilled cheese, with French fries.
That sounds amazing. I've never heard of that before.
970 calories. You ought to go in. By far, you'd be the youngest person there. Kat.
How's
you'd
it inside out? You're such a mean person.
Well, maybe it has the cheese on the outside.
Wait,
I'm not sure.
Wait, you're talking about Denny's, not Luby's, right? Actually, I love Luby's.
Been to Denny's? Just saying. It's like Luby's with smokers. No, that's so terrible. Anyway, on this date in history, oh, no.